Leslie with Martin Bester. Good morning, Angels. Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Live from Cape Town this morning, it is my pleasure to welcome our special guests here in our studio in Cape Town. We have from U-Turn, Valerie Govender, and also Brandon Manzoni. How's it? Welcome. Thanks for having us in Cape Town.
Welcome to our city, and wow, what a privilege to be on the show and being part of everything that's happening here in Cape Town with you guys.
How long have you been here?
I'm brand new to the city. Well, not brand new, just over a year.
Okay.
From where?
KZN.
Okay.
And how's it so far?
It's amazing. It's a beautiful city and really enjoying it.
And yourself, Brandon?
Yeah, no, I'm a Cape Town native, born and bred.
Okay.
I've been here all my life.
Uh-huh.
Best city in the world.
You reckon?
Absolutely.
It's not bad, eh? So here's the thing, and I think it's a common South African thing. It's definitely not just a Cape Town thing, and that is homelessness. I think it's a reality that most South Africans have become used to seeing people, you know, living on the street. At a traffic light, you will see people asking for assistance, but it's a sad reality.
Mm.
And it is a big problem, right?
Absolutely. So the stats that we go with is 14,000 people here in the city of Cape Town homeless.
Just here
in Cape Town. And one of the things that's really, really touched me since joining U-Turn Homeless Ministries is a phrase that says, we're one paycheck away from being homeless. And if you really consider that, you know, the reality and the impact that for anyone, one paycheck away from being homeless.
And that's the thing. It's not always just people who have been homeless for a long time. It's people that end up on the street for whatever reason. And you see it. And I don't know why. I mean, the last time I was here, what was I here for? I was here for a concert. And I was walking along, and there's this, it's like a bridge, and then this pedestrian area going under the bridge. You know where I'm talking about? It was a green point. Around then, it struck me how many people were sleeping under that bridge. It's and you can tell they've made that their home. Mm. It's very, very striking. U-Turn. I think that's a great name, by the way.
Mm.
I mean, that says what you're doing right there. Tell me more about U-Turn.
So yes, as the name suggests, it's a U-Turn. It's really an organization that exists because we believe that every single life is intrinsically valuable and nobody should have to live on the street. And that was the heart of the founder. In fact, she just made a practical response to people who are outside her home. And she decided she's not going to just stand by and let them just walk. She decided to respond with love and give them a meal. And that turned into a weekly thing. And now, almost 30 years later, here is U-Turn, continuing that mandate to be able to respond with love to people who are on the street. And the thing that makes U-Turn so unique is it's not just about a soup and a blanket.
Mm.
We want to empower and journey.
Now, that's the part of it that really, really caught my attention. Tell me about the process.
It's a four-phased unique approach.
Mm.
So it begins with interaction at our service center. And one of the things that's really important here is the My Change voucher. It's really a
Listen
responsible
to this.
Giving tool.
This is, you know what, so it's not just about handing out.
Mm-mm. It's more about empowering and giving people the dignity of choice to be able to make the decision to change. In fact, talking about My Change, currently our CEO is in the U.S. At an awards where the My Change voucher has been shortlisted as a finalist across the world as a tool that is recognized to fight hunger and poverty.
So there's nothing wrong, obviously, with assisting people who are in need and handing something out, but the My Change voucher... You got to earn it.
Absolutely. So what happens is at the interactive sites of our service centers, usually people would purchase a My Change voucher and hand it over to someone who's homeless instead of giving
just
them
anybody.
Money. Yeah, so if you interact with someone, instead of giving money, just use a voucher.
Okay.
That would then get them to one of our service centers, and the vouchers come in a pack of four,
right,
which allows them to have a meal, a shower, a change of clothing, and a safe space to sleep.
How smart is that?
That is very, very smart.
But how can they? So there are two ways, as I understand it, to get a My Change voucher to someone in need, and that is to buy it for them.
Yes.
Can they also earn it, Brandon?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. At the service centers, they have what they call voucher earnings. So if they once the guys actually come to the service center, they get sent out on the streets to either, you know, like clean up or pick up the dirt, or
you believe it,
just do some general community help out on the streets, and then they get to earn the vouchers, which brings a little bit of dignity back to the guys, you know,
being useful.
Absolutely. So they can, and then with that voucher, you know, obviously then, you know, get a safe space to sleep at night, get some clothes, warm meal, and a shower if the facility allows for it.
I find that a lot of people use the word empowering because it's a very strong word and it's a bit of a buzzword as well. But this is really empowering, because now you are making someone useful.
Yeah.
Also, and they feel like they're contributing and earning something.
I think being part of the community, and I think the one biggest thing I've noticed for me personally is with the homeless community, there's a sense of invisibility. People look through them, past them, don't want to make eye contact with them.
Yes.
In this way, you are now literally becoming part of the community again, and people can see you, and you're being able to earn your way to get the stuff that everybody else has.
Is U-turn and this My Change voucher system, is it just a Cape Town thing?
Well, we're hoping to roll it out currently in Gauteng as well.
Hey.
So it's not in Gauteng yet, but you're hoping to do it?
No, it is in Gauteng.
Okay.
Yeah. Our operations just over a year in Gauteng.
Okay.
In fact, we just opened our most recent store last week in Cresta.
Oh.
So we now have two of our retail stores in Gauteng, and we have one service center, and we have a transitional house in Sophia Town.
Okay. Just lastly, do you see it making an actual change?
Oh, absolutely.
And how?
Well, it revolutionizes the way people envision homelessness. It then empowers people of choice, with choice rather, to be able to change their lives. One of the things that really, really sticks out for me as part of this phased approach to homelessness is when you're in that place, you have the power to change in your hands. So you can earn a voucher and come back tomorrow, and you journey through that first phase to rehab, which is our second phase. And then we go to our third phase, which is work readiness. So we have three social enterprises as part of U-Turn, which allows the champs to work in these stores, getting the skills they need, equipping them with training. We also have full-time social workers and occupational therapists who really impact the journey.
That's incredible. Why is this project so close to your heart, Brandon?
I come from lived experience. I mean, I was on substance abuse for about 25 years.
Okay.
So I come from that background. I was homeless for about 4 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, in Cape Town.
In Cape Town, yeah. Living under bridges, sleeping on people's stoops in their backyard, in their garages, finding any place I can find to sleep. Exactly the place that you mentioned, under the bridge.
Yes.
I lived there as well.
What?
Yeah. I mean, I basically, like I said, I come from a 25-year addiction. I was a high-functioning addict at one stage. I mean, I had a really good job. You know, everything was going well. Pressures of work sort of got to me a bit. And then I had some family trauma. You know, and then you find an outlet for that. You know, you try and find sort of an escape, and drugs became my escape. And then, you know, just spiraled after that. It gets worse, and then you just lose yourself to the drugs.
So you're a good person to ask, and I've always wondered, how do you end up there? How does a person end up from being a fully functional member of society, family and a job, to going to that?
I can only speak from my experience.
Yeah.
I would have to say it was just the amount of trauma that I suffered in my life, be it personal or even physical trauma.
Okay.
And how you really deal with that.
You don't want to deal with it.
Exactly. You don't want to. You try to find an escape for that.
Yeah.
You know. And in my case, drugs became that escape.
Mm. Okay.
And the more you
spirals,
you just continue with that. I mean, there's no going up from drugs. I mean, you're just going to go down.
Yeah.
The spiral is a downward spiral. That's all that is.
And I suppose the all-important question is, how does one get back out of that into society like yourself? Is there one day that you can remember? Is there one person that you can remember?
Yeah. And I mean, this memory will be etched in my mind for probably for the rest of my life. I mean, I remember this one night. I was laying on some random stoop. I mean, I was actually a friend of mine's stoop that I came to because, you know, I was at a low point where I wasn't even allowed. My family even had written me off. They basically written me off because, I mean, I'd stolen from them. I'd lied. I mean, I was just the worst, absolute worst person that you'd want to deal with.
Yeah.
And then I went to a friend of mine's place. He wouldn't allow me in the house. I was standing outside.
Okay.
Wow. I came there for food.
Yeah.
And then I eventually got some, but then I left. But then I had no other place to go. I mean, I was literally, I had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And then it started raining. And then I ended up just creeping back onto stoop without him knowing, just to sleep there for the night. And I promise you, I laid there, and then the morning I woke up and I actually called out to God, and I was like, sure, what am I doing here? You know, like, why am I still here? And I decided, you know what, year and no further. Like, absolutely year and no further. I'm not going to do this, because I've got a daughter as well.
Yeah.
And I just thought, you know, I mean, is this what she's going to see her father as, you know? And then I just, I decided, you know, that's it for me. And then I found I found myself going to the Ark, the rehab. I got myself there. When I got there, there wasn't actually a place for me.
Yeah.
I actually slept outside for 2 days until they let me in. And then they eventually let me in, and I stayed there for about a year. And then through the Ark, I got to know about Uton. And then I got into their work readiness program. I went through their 3 phases.
And it worked for you, Brandon. It worked for you. How many years now?
I'm clean for 2 years, 11 months, and 14 days.
Yes, you are.
Sure. I think you do incredible work, honestly, and good luck with your work in Gauteng as well. I think it's something incredibly worthy, and you're making a difference. So to both of you, thank you for being on the show this morning. Valerie Gunder, as well as Brandon Manzonia, thank you for sharing, Brandon. We want to give $50,000 towards this amazing project, specifically for the efforts in the Western Cape, as well as Johannesburg. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for being there. And as Felicity pointed out, you know, being the voices for often the voiceless.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we often just see a face and a pair of hands. And thanks for being a voice. And keep it up, man. Good luck with your family.
Thank you.
Hey?
Thank you.
and all that. And keep up with the efforts. And enjoy Cape Town. Verlang jou terug KZN into for sure, okay? Are you?
Bye, donkey.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.